Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and just want to welcome you. We do have a special guest that will be joining us this evening. We have Partners in Prayers Global Ministry will be joining us as our special guest. Evangelist Angela Parker is the CEO and founder of Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, so they will be joining us shortly. But in the meantime, I would just like to open up in prayer to get the show started and in order. If everyone could just bow their heads. Father God, I come to you in prayer, just asking you to uplift all the souls, Father God, uplift the sick and the shut-in, everyone that wasn't able to attend churches today for whatever reason, Father God. I just ask you to uplift them, to motivate them, and just to encourage them that going to the church, you know, is what needs to be done, Father God. And going on the prayer lines and going on the church without walls, Father God, a lot of these things are things that can be done from your house, and you're able to do that and still be able to receive the word, Father God. I just ask you to just encourage them, uplift them. I come to you in prayer just asking for prayer for and encouragement, discernment, and understanding for our GQ Palace family and all of our hosts, Father God. A special prayer for our brother Scribby Hunter, who is definitely going through a storm right now, Father God. He's our host for the Crossroad Temple, which follows Spiritual Sunday. And I'm just asking you to continue to uplift his spirits and just keep him motivated and know that, and help him know that you only call home the best, Father God. And you've taken home some angels with you and his spirit and in his mind, and just to help keep him on one accord with you and just keep him motivated, Father God. Help him to understand that when you make your decisions, they're your decisions, and it's not for us to question your decisions, Father God. We might not understand it, but at the same time, Father God, we have to understand that you are in control of everything, and the battle that we're going through on a daily basis, Father God, is not ours, Father God. It's already determined. Our destination is already determined for everyone, Father God, and you're in charge of that. I'm also asking for prayer for all of the missing children that's out there, Father God. I ask you to just please find their help and bring them home safely, helping just get everyone that, you know, has taken these children, just get them help, Father God. I'm asking for prayer for the children as well as the people that are taking these children, Father. I'm asking you for prayer just to help motivate them and just keep them encouraged to understand that they can make the right decisions. And even after they've made the wrong decision, Father God, they can still come to you for understanding and come for you just a comfort, Father God, to just help them and help their minds so that they're able to bring these children home safely, because there's so many children around the world, Father God, that is missing. I come to you just asking you for just prayer for all of our friends and all of our family and anyone that we've came into contact with, Father God, even the ones that we've came into contact and it hasn't exactly worked out, Father God, but we just still keep them in our prayers at all times. A special prayer for one of our hosts, Rachel Hargrove, with the Diva Squad, just a special prayer for her to just keep her positive and just keep her humble and just keep her entrusting you. Just help her to understand that you will give her all of the answers that she needs, Father God. A special prayer for Angie Smith, Father God, a special prayer for her so she has lost someone near and dear and close to her, Father God, and we just ask that you just give her the comfort that she needs to just help her in her spirit so that she can start her healing process as well. A prayer for T.C. Holland, Father God, a special prayer for her so that she will be able to just connect to you and just trust you and just surrender to you and be able to give you everything and just give you her all, just give her 100% to you and just surrender and say, God, I surrender. I trust you and I give everything to you and trust that you'll be able to just help her and that she will follow your lead and just do the right thing, Father God. A special prayer for Richard Archibald, the CEO and host of GQ Palace Radio, just a special prayer for him, for his health, for his strength, and just helping him with understanding how, you know, the diabetes can take control of your mind and your body if you don't do right, Father God. So just keep him motivated and keep him with full understanding of how important it is to maintain the medication, Father God. Just a special prayer for all of our children, all of our children, the GQ Palace family children, all of the hosts and all of their children as well. And just keep us motivated and keep us uplifted to help all of us to become better parents, Father God, to be able to trust you more and lead by example when it's pertaining to our children, Father God. Just I come to you with a humble prayer, just asking you to just comfort, give us knowledge, give us strength, give us understanding. Just come to us and just speak to us and speak to us and let us know that you are going to give us the answer. We just have to come to you and trust you, Father God. This is my humble prayer. I say in Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, we're going to start the show. The phone lines are open. The number to call in is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. If you're listening from your PC, you do have to dial the number 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. Amen. Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. And I must say, I am definitely encouraged to everyone that this is the last show for Spiritual Sunday for the year of 2013. Definitely. And I'll just definitely start off by saying it has truly been a wonderful year. We've had some storms, but in the midst of the storm, I'm still giving God all the glory and the praise for everything, because without him, nothing would be in existence. But I'm humble, and I thank everyone, all of our supporters. I'm not going to say fans, but I'm just going to say all of our supporters and everyone that does call in and that supports GQ Palace, and, you know, even our listeners and all of the special guests that has definitely came to our Spiritual Sunday to just bless us with their presence throughout the year of 2013. And we're thankful, and we just want to definitely say, you know, thank you, and definitely a round of applause for just being able to just come on and just give us encouragement and give the callers encouragement and just keep everyone uplifted. But I am going to say there is a song that I play every single day. And now that I have this new gadget, you know, which is my new phone, I must say that I play it all the time, even as a ringtone, which is our intro for GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. So I'm just going to take a minute and I'm going to play one of my, I don't want to say my favorite song, because it's not my favorite song, but it's a song that helps me. If you can just listen to the words, and hopefully it'll help you as well too. And, of course, you can find it on YouTube. So we're just going to go through the song right now, and we're going to play it. It's our intro for GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Amen.
Yes, I do. Oh, I'm trying not
welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday, and that was actually the Fighting Temptations. That's off the soundtrack of the movie Fighting Temptations, and that's called He Still Loves Me. And I'm definitely listening to this song all the time, and I hope that all of you have enjoyed the music as well. It's definitely something that I believe everyone can relate to, and they're able to just listen to the words and just pick out different things that, no, you're not perfect. You know, nobody is. But as long as you do right and you work hard and you're consistent and you do trust in the Lord, that he's going to love you no matter what. Even on the bad day when you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed. And, of course, I've had a couple of those days myself. But I know that he still loves me no matter what. And I'm thankful. And I'm truly thankful. And I'm sure that all of you are as well. So what I wanted to talk about this evening was I had put up a post, and the post said, join us tonight, you know, on Spiritual Sunday, our last show of 2013. And with that being said, my thing is I can name a list of things, you know, that God has done for me and how he's moving me and what I'm thankful for, you know. And I'm just going to start off by saying today alone, I am thankful for my health, my strength, that God did wake me up this morning. And he just motivates me and gives me the understanding. And I do need the understanding in every aspect of work that I'm in right now and all aspects of life. I need that understanding. I need to, you know, work on my patience. And at the same time, you know, I'm thankful that he is motivating me and moving me to be the person that he wants me to be. Because I can easily say that at the end of the day, this is what I want to be. But am I doing what God wants me to do? And there's some things that I can definitely do different, but I'm thankful for God understanding that I'm doing what he wants me to do. And part of my New Year's resolution is for 2014 is just being closer and getting a better understanding and trusting God more. You know, trusting him more and just leaving it to him, saying, I trust you, God. I'm giving everything to you. I surrender, and you give me the answers. And I can honestly say, you know, the last past, like, you know, couple of weeks, you know, there's been a terrible storm going on, and I'm sure not just in my life, but in a lot of people's life, there's been different storms that's been going on. And I'll be the first person to say I'm praying more, you know, and I'm definitely reading my Bible more and just following his lead instead of saying, what does Lavina want to do? You know, I'm following that. So I'm truly thankful. You know, I'm thankful that he's able to just give me, you know, the knowledge and understanding to be able to do just that. And God willing, 2014, I'll be alive and well and still being able to do God's work. And with God's help, I can help elevate GQ Power Spiritual Sunday just to a whole nother level. And I believe that, you know, we're doing what God has called us to do, you know, on behalf of GQ Palace as a whole and GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and we're in the right direction. And I'm pleased, and I know that he's pleased with what we've been doing so far and what we will continue to do. So I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful. So I gave everyone a little bit, just a tiny bit of my New Year's resolution and at the same time what I'm thankful for. And I'm also thankful for a lot of the trials and tribulations that I personally have went through in the year of 2013 that has made me become a better person. I'm thankful for that because without the trials and tribulations, I don't know where I will be or what type of person I would be, because I know that I can easily say that it's the devil, but I know sometimes it's God's way of testing me, saying, okay, let's see what you're going to do. You know, I know what I want you to do, but what are you going to do? And are you going to trust me with the situation? And I'm learning to trust him more. So what we're going to do this evening is we are going to go to a song. And then after we go to a song, we're going to bring on a caller. We were supposed to have a special guest this evening, which was Partners in Prayer Global Ministry. But I'm unable to contact them. But, of course, as we do on Spiritual Sunday and GQ Palace as a whole, we're going to continue on with the show. And when they're free, you know, they will definitely call in. But we're just going to keep on going, and we're here from 7 to 9. The number to call in is 646-200-3838, and just press 1 to go on the air. Amen.
couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as soon as I stop
worrying, how does worrying,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start
happening.
When I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, everything will be alright.
Yeah.
Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go.
Let God.
Oh, let go.
Let go
and let God.
Let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let
just let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes, he can.
Let go.
Let God.
Let God.
With tears in your eyes.
Let
just let God.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on a caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hey, T.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm blessed. Excellent. I'm blessed. I just want to say, you know, the progress I've made in 2013, I feel real good, but I plan to make even better and bigger progresses 2014, if it's God's will to let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're not promised the next second, so I can't say that I'm going to be here,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I just want to say that, you know, I've had a blessed year. I've had my ups and downs, as we all have, you know, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations, struggles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't know which way I was going to turn or, you know, which direction to go.
Right.
you know, but a lot of things I put in God's hands. He showed me the way, you know, but as a person myself, I've, you know, like rebelled. I've backed up. I've done my dirt. You know, I started on something and couldn't finish it. But I plan to make all of this better, you know,
right.
And just continue to do what God's will is. You know, I just want to get closer and closer and closer to Him.
That's right. And you know, you're absolutely right. But, you know, when you start the, you know, the project that, you know, you start, my thing is just trust more, you know, trust more to God. Like, say, you know what, God, I trust you. I need help with this, you know.
Yeah.
I have a couple things, too, you know, that I need help with, and I'm not ashamed to say, you know, God, I need help.
Yeah.
You know, help me, you know, give me the answer, you know, just help me and, you know, motivate me and just keep me, you know, focused on it, you know.
Right.
And, of course, because I know you, you know. I can say that, you know, we've all had, you know, our tests and we've all had our ups and downs and, you know, we've been through a lot, you know, but through it all, you know, we're thankful, you know.
Yeah.
We're thankful because, you know, like your song says, it could have been me. And if I could find it,
yes,
to upload it and play it this evening, I sure would.
And, you know, that's the thing, you know, because I was just talking to a friend of mine today. And like I was telling her, I say, you know, if you keep going back to that same playground that you used to play at, you're going to end up playing. You know, so my thing is I've got to turn to more positive people.
Right.
That's going to help me in the direction that I need to go to.
Right.
You know, and like you said, there's no excuse for, well, it's no excuse for nobody. But with me, with my family, especially my sister.
We're not even going to talk about Pastor Kathy Hollins. Because there's no, look, I'm going to tell you, there's no excuse whatsoever dealing with her. I'm just saying, you better pick up the phone and call her, because you know she's going to give you the answer to whatever it is.
Yes, I mean, you know, I was talking to my sister the other day, and God knows, I mean, just her just talking to me. Tears just started streaming down my face, and she said, "Let it go, let it go."
You have,
you know,
to.
And when we cry together, that's the best feeling in the world. Because, like she said, she's just like God. Despite of my faults, my shortcomings, she's gonna always love me. You know, and that's why,
amen,
I said,
no matter
I know
what.
Who I can go to. I know who I can go to in the midst of any hour. She doesn't care when I call her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I just want to thank, like, all of you guys for being there for me as well. You know, because you're my other family. You don't have to be blood to be family and to love one another.
That's right. That's right.
And I just, I do, I just want to tell you guys I love you and I thank you. I appreciate everything, you know. But I know that God is on my side. He's got my back. He's going to make sure that I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's going to make sure that I'm all right because I'm here for a reason. I'm still here for a reason because, like my song say, I could have been on my deathbed. I mean, I could have been in jail. I could be anywhere right now.
That's right. You're absolutely
but he,
right.
He's working it out for me. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for it, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, you know.
And, like, go ahead.
I said, but I just want to just tell you one thing that, what is it? I think Proverbs 16, it says, we make our own plans, but the Lord gives us the right answers. You know, which.
Believe it.
Exactly. You know, which is exactly what we're talking about right now, you know. Which is exactly what we're talking about right now, and that's Proverbs 16, and that's actually verse 1. And it's the truth, you know. It's truly the truth, and I was just, you know, explaining how, you know, the battle is not ours. And when we say, I can figure this out, I can do this, that's us making plans, you know,
exactly.
For it, but yet we don't have the answers for it because we don't know how we're going to accomplish it.
He's got the last say, so regardless of what we think.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right.
I don't care what we think or how we think that that situation going to go. If it ain't the way that he wanted to go, it ain't going.
That's right.
It ain't going. You can plan to go to work tomorrow, but if it ain't his plan for you to go, you're not going.
That's right. That's right.
Try to go if you
mm-hmm.
want to.
Amen.
And see, don't
mm-hmm.
he stop you in your tracks.
Mm-hmm. Look. He has a way. He has his way of making everything just come to a stop. And I'm gonna tell you, just to share like a quick story. I came home from work today, and when I tell you, a 45-minute to an hour trip. It took me an hour and 48 minutes to get here.
Whoa!
And when I tell you, I was up close to the steering wheel, you know, and everything, because the rain was pouring down, and, you know, I don't know
yes.
about anywhere else, but
yes.
I know the streets out here, the highways, is when you drive, the person in the fast lane, they hit that mud puddle, and that puddle go up on your
yes.
windshield, and you can't see nothing.
Miss
you know,
Rena, hide your plane.
Yes, oh, my God, I was
wow.
praying the whole
gave me chills.
Way home. And when I tell you, it happened to me at least 5 times driving home. And only thing I can say is, God, please, you know, just get me home, just safe travels.
Yes.
I pray for my safe travels every day, you know, up and down the highways every day. I pray for my safe travels, you know. Thank you for the blessings, God. Thank you for the blessings.
Yeah.
You know, that's me, you know, in the car. And when I tell you, an hour and 48 minutes later, I made it home, you know, me and my little pumpkin, you know, we made it here
aww.
In one piece. And she was knocked out in the back seat. So
well,
mind
I know
you,
how she do. She'll pass out on you in a heartbeat.
Yes, and that's what she did. You know, she's knocked out sleeping. But what really got me scared straight was as I was driving home, and as soon as I got on the highway, and we're driving, you know, we get like halfway home, and this big truck, it had to be one of those like big Hemi Ford 150 type, big like that,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
Big truck. They decide that they want to come flying by. That truck came flying by so fast. That water went up on the front of the windshield, and I braked. Yes. Wrong move. I braked because I couldn't see. You know I'm blind naturally anyway. I have my glasses on.
Yeah.
You know. So,
we both in that boat.
Yeah, it was like the rain was right there. So I didn't brake hard, but I braked a little bit just so I wouldn't swerve and hit the car that was right next to me. But then I'm trying to figure out, why are you flying? Like, you have no place to go. The roads are wet, you know.
Right.
You hear accidents. You see accidents all day, every day. And I just said, you know, I'm going to pray for this person right here because they really don't understand exactly what they're doing because they might not have that accident, but the person that they just blew that water up on their windshield and
exactly.
they can't see absolutely nothing and the windshield wipers is not working fast enough, I
thank
was
you.
Too through. I said, you know, I didn't pray.
I mean, because you could come right up on a curve or anything.
Mm-hmm. And I was right in the middle lane. And, you know, it's 3 lanes. And I was right in the middle lane. The truck was in the fast
ooh.
Lane. And then in the slow lane was a car going slow with the hazardous lights on. So
wow.
I'm like, you know what? All right, I'm going to pray real fast. So as I'm driving, I'm praying. You know, I'm praying and praying for my safe travels because these people nowadays, I don't understand.
Man.
I don't get it. You know, I don't get it whatsoever. And it's terrible, you know. But
yeah.
thank God I didn't see no accidents, you know, today on the highway.
That's a blessing.
If something would have happened, I still couldn't see it because that rain was coming down too hard anyway.
Yeah, I was just looking out the window today and, like, you know, I kept saying, I am so depressed. And I was like, I can't be depressed because I got life.
I'm here.
I'm here. That's just like Christmas. Christmas was like, oh, man, you know, really, really, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm so used to being around, if nothing but one family member.
Right.
And I wasn't, you know. And when that night, I was just so, so in low spirit. And
mm-hmm.
when I woke up that morning, I don't know, I just started smiling. I looked around and I started smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this one vase that it's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the memory of my mother and father, right? But this
mm-hmm.
thing has got to be about almost 60 years old. And I mean, I looked at that. I looked at Karen's little memory.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at Ronnie's, my ex, his father's chair that's sitting in here. And, you know, I thought about all these people that's gone. And I said, I'm still here.
Right. Amen.
I'm still here. So be happy. Honey, I went in there, I cooked me a turkey. I cooked dress and I cooked I cooked a full course meal. And
wow.
I just looked at it right and I say, I don't even want this food. But it was just, I don't know, it was something that just came over me. And I got to play my little gospel, my little Christmas music. And I was so happy and content being here alone. And then my friend called over, and, you know, they she had her family and everybody over there. I went over there with them for a little while, and I got tired of looking at them because, you know, everybody was over there just starting to act up. And I said, well, it's time for me to go. It's time for me to go. I came back in my little cubby hole, and I think I ate a couple of pieces of turkey and some stuffing and gravy. And I just sit here. And I kept laughing and smiling. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Am I losing my mind? But I guess it was just the joy that was coming out.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right.
like, be happy because you did make it. So
right.
many
and,
people didn't make it.
Right. And what you're celebrating, you know, what we were all celebrating as well, you know, it's a big difference. And, you know, and I think that it was more that you weren't alone, but you were at peace. You know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
some people don't even have their own places, you know.
Yeah,
some people
that's
are
true.
Living out on the streets, you know. Because
yeah.
a lot of our loved ones have, you know, have passed and, you know, God
yeah.
has called them home. But sit back and reflect, you know, on the day of the meaning of Christmas and then to
mm-hmm.
say, it could have been me, you
yes.
know, but look at me, you know.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
right there speaks for itself because when you look at your life and you look at the people that you used to deal with, you know, back in the day and, you know, many, many years ago when, you know, when we were all doing things that we had no business doing.
Right.
You know, at the same time, right. We look back and we look at that picture right there and we look at ourselves right now. That was nothing but God that brought us through all that storm
That's
and all
true.
That trials and tribulations to get us to be where we are right now. But we have to remember that we have to continue to trust God that he'll carry us further. You know,
yeah, and we got to keep praising him. You know, I can't just praise him in the morning when I get up.
Right.
You know, I got to learn to just keep praising him all through the day.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
You know,
and that's what you need to do. Those good days, those bad days, you just praise him. You know, no matter what. You know, but I know that the game is on. T. Are you watching?
No,
the
not
game,
yet.
T?
Not yet.
Oh,
not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Okay.
But that's
I'm
why
like,
I said, you know,
what?
I'm supposed to be having a couple of people to come over, and
oh.
I said, you know what? I'm just gonna call. At first, I said I'm just gonna call in, right? Then
mm-hmm.
I started thinking. I said, you know what? God been too good for me not to give my testimony.
That's right.
And I
Amen.
Said, I don't talk
Amen.
Until I hear somebody coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
Amen.
Still gonna stay on. And, you know, God is more important right now in my life.
Yeah.
You know, but I do want to, while I'm on here, I do want to wish my father, which the first of the year, my father would have been, if he would have been living, he would have been 113 years old.
Mm.
He was born 010101.
Ooh, 010101.
Yes. And I just want to truly say that, you know, I want to wish my father a happy birthday. I don't say, you know, it was his birthday. It is his birthday.
Okay.
You know, because he's
Amen.
Still with me in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just, like I said, you know, my year has been up and down, and the good and bad, but the good outweighed the bad. So, you know, with this being said, I'm blessed, you know,
Amen.
Because I've been through a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God brought me through it all.
Right. Now what would you say, though, because we're gonna go to a song, and then we're gonna bring on another caller as well with us. Because I know,
okay.
Look, now I know I have you for a little bit. You know, we're gonna bring on another caller and go to a song. But just a question for you to think about, and then you know, for the listeners to think about as well, is what would you change anything that you did in 2013 going into 2014, or do you believe that you pretty much played it safe and you would continue to do the same thing? You know,
okay.
But don't answer.
We'll talk about that when we come back,
yeah,
like you said.
Yeah, don't answer yet. But what
okay.
I want to do also is, because we were actually talking about Proverbs 16, I just want to give us the second verse as well. It says, people may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives, which I'm going to continue on to. The third verse as well, which is commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed, which, you know, to me, that brings us back to trusting the Lord, you know,
okay.
Trusting the Lord and giving him, you know, our everything and saying, you know what, I surrender to you and I'm going to do the right thing. Because you can look at someone and yes, they might seem just as pure as they can be with the prettiest eyes, but guess what? Only the Lord is going to be there and say, you know what, I'm going to examine them, and I know what their motives are, and he's going
right.
to show us the different light, you know, so that we can see it for ourselves. Because me, I always say, you know, God, if something's not right, you know, just show me, you know, give me a sign,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk to me, say something, you know, and I'm big for saying that, you know, and the GQ Palace family knows it as well. I'll say, you know, all right, it's something with the vibe, you know, something's not right, and I could feel it, and then I just sit and I pray, and I said, you know what, God, just give me the answer, you know, show me what it is that's
right.
not right, you know, with this situation or with what's going on, just give me a sign, just let me know, you know, and eventually, I'll get it, you know, I might not get it right then and there,
right,
but eventually
right.
I'll get it, you know, and I think that we have to trust God a lot more. And with everything, and say, you know what? Yes, everything might look good on the outside, but you got to follow your gut feeling and you got to pray on it. And once you pray
right.
on it, God is going to give you the answer, whether it's a yay or a nay. He's going to let you know, yes, no, you know. But with that being said, we're going to definitely go to a song. And then when we come back from the song, we're going to bring on another caller. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain, for that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready? Ready for his glory? Of a life,
uh-oh.
Let me tell you
the story.
Uh-oh. Every place that's dark,
uh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith,
uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, hold that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear a new song?
New song.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Emperor calls for money and fame. See, everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah. Of man, and sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future, at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill.
Yeah.
And he's the God who wipes my tears, every bother enough to pay all my. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the
how
God I'm talking
that
about.
God?
Give me that, give
let's
me that,
go.
Give me that. That joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. T, you there?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Get off mute, T.
You know I was.
I know. All right, we're gonna bring on a caller.
Okay.
Just bear with us. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello. How are you doing? This is Apostle Dupree.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Oh, God bless you both. Amen.
Amen. You just heard that. That's the voice of uh-oh. That's Chief uh-oh voice.
Right. Uh-huh. You heard me, right? Hello.
I know you, T. I know you.
He already got me today.
See y'all cutting up this night.
But it's a joyous cutting up, so, you know, that's the good part.
Hey, man, I understand. I'll stick the belt on this time. I won't take it on this time. That's fine.
Okay.
Well, you know, today is our last show of 2013 here on Spiritual Sunday. You know,
yes.
And always testimony or what you're thankful for this evening?
Well, I'm thankful for being here. You know, I thought about saying, you know, I definitely wanted to try to catch the last one going out because, you know, finish up the year right and, you know, being able to start on next month, on the next, into a new year. I mean, you know, of course, after I see y'all today, I'll see y'all next year. But, you know, amen. So, but finishing up this year is right because it's been a good year. And I must say, it's definitely had its trials and tribulations and tests, but I saw... But God has so much kept us and strengthened us to finish off much stronger than when we started. So, I mean, even through it all, I still say thank you. I still can say thank you, Lord. You know, even after it all said and done, you know, my family's still here. We're all in good health and doing well. And I can't ask for too much more than that, you know, in spite of all the bumps and bruises. And then praise God that we're still standing, you know.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So my question for you then, is there anything about 2013 that you would bring with you, or would you do the same thing you did in 2013 and 2014?
I would, if I would say anything, I was thinking, you know, we could never get too much wisdom, but you know, I just thank God for taking some wisdom, a lot of wisdom that I learned from this year, a lot of things, you know, sometimes we can change how we learn some stuff, but, you know, but I thank God for learning things I've learned and now taking it to the new year and apply it and go even further. Next year, I won't make some of the challenges or make the mistakes that I made this past year. Next year, I will do better and be wiser in my choices so I can really make sure to acknowledge God in all my ways. That's more, so more, you know, we can... As much as we say it, sometimes we fall short of it, but I'll try to make sure I acknowledge him more and more every single year, you know, to make sure if I can... My aim is perfection, but, you know, we might shoot for the moon, but we might hit the star, but, you know, it's better. We're improving, so I can't argue with that too much. But I would definitely say wisdom in applying in 2014 what I've learned in 2013 without the damage. without the damage. So, amen. That's my biggest thing.
I definitely agree. I asked T that question as well. T, you ready for your answer?
Well, I want to leave back the evil, wicked ways, the hurtful, you know. If I wronged anyone, you know, I want to say I'm sorry. Those that have hurt me, if, you know, they didn't apologize, it's okay too. I'm going to leave that behind. And I want to continue to take God forward more and more.
Amen. Amen. All right. And you have you figured out how you want to do that just yet?
Well, you know, I know that you can praise God at home. That's true. But I'm going to my project for 2014 is to find me a home church.
Okay. All right. Amen.
That is my project, you know. I mean, I still can call different, you know, shows and things like that. but I think that I need the, what, how would you say that? I need to be in his presence, and I need the word spoken to me, and I need to be taught how to really grasp that word from God. I want to learn how to pray.
And you do, I mean, Apostle Zapri, you can help me with this. Going to church and, you know, but on the days when you can't go to church and you're in the process of that transition, a lot of the phone ministries, you know, the prayer line ministries that I have fallen into, you know, that with an open mind, of course, you know, for everyone that is listening, you know, if when you have an open mind and you call into the prayer lines and, you know, the different ministries that they do have, you know, they do teach you how to pray, you know, and they do give you the scripture, you know, and when they speak to you, they reference the scripture, you know, as well. And only difference is that you're not physically in front of them in church,
right.
You know,
okay.
not taking anything from anyone, but I think that one of the good things about that is that for the sick and the shut-in that aren't able to make it to church, you know, for the people, you know, that go to church and they do, you know, they come and they're full, you know, but they could use a little bit more, you know.
Right.
I think that's what makes it more, you know, that's what makes it powerful, that you're actually able to still call in and listen, you know, and connect to different people all over the world. You know, but you, of course, you have to have an open mind and you have to be, you know, willing, you know, to do it. Apostle Zapri, if you want to help me with that.
No problem.
I know I got to apply consistency with it. You
yes,
know?
You do. Yes.
I can't, like me and Apostle were inboxing today. You know, I can't start something and then, you know, in a month's time just like, okay, I'm going through this, so I can't call, or I can't go today, you know, because I'm not feeling good, or because I don't feel like that I need to go today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got to be consistent with it.
Right.
Amen. Well, see, the thing is about it, the one thing I love about how God has been doing, and see, okay, for instance, our ministry, Eagles Wings International Ministries, we are a church without walls. That's one thing that the Lord made sure that we understand. We are a church without walls. That with that being said, it says volumes because we're not confined to a building. But the same thing that happens inside of a sanctuary can also happen there. Now, of course, without the absence of the presence, like the physical feet physically seeing each other. But as far as the prayers, the word of God, the encouragement, inspiration, you know, all the realities of being in the presence of God is definitely there. We have a little session where we have praise and worship, intercessory prayer. All these things are real. That makes up a service to be what it is. And and the thing is with this, when we come together, like you said, you have an open mind, because just because we're on the phone, let's not be, don't allow yourself to get into the box thinking, well, okay, or downplay it just because you're on the phone. But the fact of the matter is the presence of the Lord is anywhere. He can be everywhere at one time. So same way he's on this line, he could be on the next line as well. And see, that's why it makes a difference on who's conducting and who, because when you have a place of order and you are bringing in the presence of the Lord with you and we all come together on one accord, oh, what a time we can have. And I've had testimonies where people said they've gotten more from the call line, as far as coming up, calling into our call, the line, versus them being in their physical church. I mean, when they get down to the nitty-gritty of it, I mean, of course you have the choir and everything, but when it comes down to the word, they've been getting more. And to be honest, that's one of my biggest focus, because this, we can have a great time in service, kid dancing all day long, but if we don't get the word of God, which is going to keep us, now when the enemy comes knocking on your door after the service is over, what do you have to stand on?
Right.
You know, and really when it comes down to, so you look at the substance of the whole matter. What is that call bringing to you? Is it some substance things that you're going to use? You could bring to the table inspiration. What is it? How much does it weigh into your life to where it's actually encouraging your life? The difference that it makes. The impact is what we look for. What kind of an impact is that thing making in your life? So, cause, you know, you can have, like, once again, you can go to physical churches all year long. But if it's not making an impact that it needs to make in your life, well, you're just going. You know,
right.
It's the same thing with the line. You can be calling a line, and it could be dry. It could be, it could not be impactive. But if you have it aligned to where the presence of the Lord is there, and the purpose that's, that the people have for bringing this line together is making, is touching you and your soul, now it's making an impact. Now you're connected without even connecting. So all those things make a difference. These are the ingredients for a phone call ministry having an impact on your life. And so that's what I say from experience. And, I mean, I'm blown away how God has done. God, let me share it quick and short. One time I was praying for this couple. They were living in someplace in Georgia, but 3 or 4 hours away from where I am now. And we were praying, and one was just in an accident. The lady was in an accident, but the husband or the fiance was right there. And so I was praying for them over the phone, and I said, well, let me do this. And I began, I had my my shipper staff in my hand. I started praying. And the Lord had me to begin to speak to her arm, to command one arm that was longer than the other to begin to stretch out. He leaves me to do it. I'm crazy enough to do it. So nevertheless. So when I said those words, immediately their arm started growing out a little bit. Now, this is something that I know I've seen happen face-to-face, but I've never seen it happen over the phone. And the man with the fiancé was shocked. I said, what's going on over there? He couldn't speak. I said, tell me what happened. I said, well, did the arm grow up? Yeah. He was shocked. She was screaming, hallelujah. But that goes to show you God can do anything he wants to do. We cannot limit God. But if you're crazy enough to believe him, if you actually love him enough or daring enough to get out of the box, he can do anything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing too hard for God. But the biggest problem is for us believing that he can do it.
Yeah,
right. Once we get past and believe, then we shall see the hand of God move.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Amen. 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 And just to piggyback, you know, just off a couple of things that you did say, I think that it all, you know, falls into play. But like you said, believing, you know, you have to believe, you have to trust him, and you have to go with an open mind, you know, because what I have realized is sometimes when, you know, you go to church and it's big, you know, and there's so many people there and there's so many things going on, and then when you call the prayer line, you know, or you call the Church Without Walls, it's, you can easily say something and it can be addressed. If there's a scripture that you need help with, it can be addressed right then and there, you know, versus sometimes when we go to church and we have like, say we need more clarification on a scripture. When you're reading the scripture and you're listening to the pastor maybe talk about the scripture, now you have to go home and then contact the pastor later on to clarify exactly what that scripture says or what the pastor was talking about, where on the Church Without Walls, you can say, I need help, you know, or can you help me with this, you know, and they'll help you with it, you know, and it's right there, you know, on the spot. So this way, by the time you hang up that phone, you already know the answer because you were able to get clarification right there on the spot, you know. So that's one of the good things about, you know, the Church Without Walls. And as well as the prayer lines, you know, as well, you just have, I believe that you have to go in with an open mind. You know, you have to go in with an open mind and open heart saying, okay, don't say I expect to get this from this Church Without Walls or this from, you know, this prayer line. No, you go in with the intention of, all right, God, I trust you. I believe in you. My faith is huge, and I'm here. So this way, you can also say, God, give me the message of what you want me to receive. Show me, tell me what you want me to receive. And this way you have that open mind, and this way you're not expecting anything. I think sometimes when we expect things, you know, from the different things that we do and we don't get what we expected, I think that's what, you know, kind of makes us go, you know, elsewhere as well. But, you know, I definitely think that, you know, T, just have an open mind, and whatever it is that you do, you know, have an open mind and just know, you know, that until you start that transition of finding a church home, that there's you know, different prayer lines, and there's Church Without Walls, and there's Eagle Wings Ministry that you could always, you know, call into and you could take part of, you know, as well as I know Pastor Holland, she had mentioned that she takes part in a prayer line as well. So you can always, there's different people you can reach out to, but so my only suggestion is when you reach out, make sure that you're ready, you know, and you're and that commitment has been made to yourself and with God that you're going to give your 100% to it, you know, because this way when you give your 100% attention to it, you know that you're going to benefit some way spiritually and emotionally at the end. And this way it lets that person know as well that you're serious, you know, you want right. to help, you've accepted the help, and now let's do it, you know. So just, you know, be mindful of that. What we're going to do.
Can I say something first, Lavina?
Sure, and then we're going to bring on somebody.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
You know who it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, T.
I lost my train of thought. Okay, what I was going to say, that made me feel totally different, even though, you know, I've been there with Apostle Marcus Debris
mm-hmm.
at, you know, the Church Without the Walls and everything. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I did. I got a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
And with what you all were just saying about being in the physical,
mm-hmm.
that made even more sense to me. And with everything, like, you know, the, like, you know, I'm not claiming no sickness. Hopefully, I'm thanking, praising God that I don't. But I know that I got to go through this surgery, the other surgery again.
Mm-hmm.
That probably would be my best bet. With everything that I've been going through, you know, health-wise, you know, because I'm thinking now, if I was to go and be in the physical, these sicknesses arrive that I'm not able to go after. What am I going to do then?
Right. I'm just saying, you know, have an open mind to it.
That
you know,
makes
and,
a lot of sense.
You know, just
it
have
makes
an open
a lot
mind.
Of sense.
You know, and for everyone that is listening in, you know, we're not saying don't go to church. That's not what we're saying. You know, that is far, you know, from what I'm
right.
saying. We're not saying that. What we're saying to the caller, T, is while she starts her transition and she's trying to work on her relationship with God, that it does make sense to participate in the Church Without Walls and the prayer lines. So this way she's still able to be ministered to while she can't get out, because there's days where T cannot get out the house and there's a lot of different things that's going on. So what we're saying is you're still able to receive your blessing. You're still able to get your words of encouragement. You're still able to get your scripture, and you're still able to be ministered to while
right.
you're at home. That's why I
right.
mentioned the sick and the shut-in.
And you made another great point as to...
Hold on, let me just bring this call on.
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, T.
How's
everybody tonight? Everybody that's on the
line?
We're pretty good. We're just going to let T finish her... her thought real fast, and then we're going to, you know, of course, we welcome you to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Okay.
And, go ahead,
the only other thing I was going to say is that you made a valid point too, Lavina, about, like, if I have a question or I'm confused about something, you do have to wait until you get home a lot of times when you got these big churches.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that thought that I had or whatever it was could leave me at that time. And I do know when I was on the line with Apostle Marcus Nim that I was able to break through, you know, and just ask whatever or say whatever I felt. Mm-hmm. You know, and me, now I can't, even though I got a big mouth, but when it comes to being in person to get up and say what I feel, I haven't been able to do that, you know. So on the phone, it is a little bit easier for me, and that was a very valid point too. That probably could possibly help me carry on my way too.
Amen. Amen. So open mind, T, New Year's resolution, and, you know, definitely stay focused, you know, because I know I'm focused. And if I got to remind you, T, you
okay.
know,
that's
if I
got
to remind you, I'm going to remind you. You know, but you do have a lot of people out there. You do have a very good support system that is willing to help you at all times, and I think that's
yes.
a benefit, you know, because not
I got
a lot
like
of people have
at
that.
Least five of them out there that's family members. I mean, like blood.
Right. So just make sure, you know, you reach out to them. But, Angie, how are you? Welcome to Spiritual Sunday.
I'm fine. I'm doing fine. I'm just chilling. I was just listening. You know, we're winding down the year. Just, yeah. This
yes.
This is your last show for the 2013, which I just want to thank and praise God, you know, for the year, for the, all the lessons and the blessings.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the good, bad, and different, we have to take what we've learned and know that there was a hidden blessing. You know what I'm saying? Certain things that look bad to us is not always bad. It might be just seem bad for the moment, but, you know, there's always a silver lining behind that dark cloud. And, I can relate to you for some things you were saying about finding a church home and stuff like that. When I first moved here to where I am now, about seven, uh-huh. I've been here about 7 years, and I've been to a few different churches, from Methodist to Baptist to Pentecostal, so now I'm in a non-denominational church,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like you. I can't talk. I could talk for days, you know. And I love being around people, but mm-hmm. a lot of times I'd get shy. So what I did, I joined. They have a recovery group, which they hold in a church, which it breaks the church down into smaller groups.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I felt a lot more comfortable with the release of things that I had to share. You understand what I'm saying? And still had the elders and stuff available for prayer or whatever, because when we are sick, we are to go to the elders, and that's the good thing about going to a sanctuary, because you have the elders and stuff there that can pray for you. Now, again, it wasn't easy, you know, with a big church or whatever. My church is very big, but my pastor takes his time to try to speak to all of his members and find out who his members are. And that's to be appreciated, you know what I'm saying? Because you do. You want to feel like it's a home. You understand? Not just a building. And it makes such a big difference to hear the word. Then we have to go and study the word. On top of that, once you hear it, you know what I'm saying? Write it down, and then we got to go and study it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Angie, just hold that thought. There is some. It sounds like someone's talking.
Yeah, somebody's
right.
talking. Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And as far as, like, praying, the good thing about that praying, it can be very private. You understand? That's between you and the Lord. Nobody else has to be around. And if you speak from your heart, you don't need any kind of method or any kind of whatever. Whatever you're feeling or have going on in your heart,
mm-hmm.
you release that to God. You understand what I'm saying? How
right.
you? It could be like me and you having a conversation. This is I've learned that from elders. This is what they tell. It's very intimate, very private. Nobody else be around, and it's just that alone time with you and him, that connection mm-hmm. with you and him. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
that's the awesome thing about it. You know what I'm saying? As far as us, you know, being nervous around other people and stuff like that, that time right there is priceless.
That's
it's
right.
priceless,
Amen.
And you know. Speak mm-hmm. from the heart. Whatever you feel is on your heart, you fall to your knees and you release that. You know what I'm saying? As far as myself and going into 2014, what's done is done. You understand?
Yes.
What was done in 2013 is done. I'm sad for all the people that we've lost
mm-hmm.
or whatever. You know, my heart goes out, you know, to the other people that have lost people and stuff like that. But as far as moving on, I can't take none of this stuff with me. I can't take anything over to 2014. I don't do resolutions. That's just a fleshly thing to me. And you always say what you're going to do and then totally do something opposite, you know. But however, I did set myself a few goals,
Okay,
now,
okay.
I've set myself a few goals. This is what I call them. I've set myself a few goals, and I will, you know, I have to learn now to put the Lord before anything I do. Ask him to make things right, you know, and if it ain't right, fix it so it will be right. You know what I'm saying? And that's a lot of times I try to do things on my own knowing that is a no-no. You know what I mean? It's like, listen, stop. You can't do this on your own. You need that help. You know what I'm saying? Because with me trying to go myself, that enemy waiting right there on me, for me, and he's going to say, no, this ain't, I'm not going to let it happen. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, Lord, have mercy. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, Lord, have mercy. I did it Angie way again, and it just something just got messed up. You know what I'm saying? But, again, I set myself a few goals, and now I'm going to pray on them and just hope that, just let the Lord's will be done, not mine.
Exactly.
Because I could get raggedy sometimes.
but you know what? We all can. And I think there's a lot of the times where, you know, like we fall short. You know,
yes.
But I think through it all, we have to remember that God doesn't love us any less. And I think that that's one thing that I definitely want to mention that I've come to realize, and some may agree, some may not agree, is I believe in my heart that the only relationship where the love will not change, meaning he's not going to love you any less, not going to love you any more, his love is going to stay the same, you know, remain the same regardless, is the relationship between you and God. You know, because when we tend to get into relationships and marriages and stuff like that and things start to happen and problems start to go on, it's like, okay, you love me any less? You know, do you love me any less? You
right.
know, or, you know, people could say, okay, well, I just stopped loving you.
Right.
You know, and God is the only one that's not going to say, well, I stopped loving you, you know, or because you made this bad decision, I don't love you anymore. You know, it doesn't work, you know, that way. So I definitely agree with you, and I'm definitely working. I say resolutions for me because it seems like when I make little ones, and little ones that I know that I can accomplish, they're similar to goals because either way,
right.
a New Year's resolution is a goal, technically.
Basically,
because
yeah.
it's what you want, you know, it's what you want to accomplish, you know, what
right.
you're going to set your mind to. And one of mine was actually to, you know, have a closer relationship with God, you know, and to trust him more and to make sure that when I say I trust you and I surrender, I mean it and I do.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
Because
speaking from the heart on that, yes.
Exactly, because there's times when you can say, I'm going to figure this out myself. I can do this. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, then that means we're stuck trying to figure out the solution when we know that technically, if we give it all to God, the solution is going to come automatically.
He already has that ready for us. We just have
exactly.
to actually go to him and believe that he's going to do it. And not only believe, when it comes, receive it. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100% in that. And that's the good thing about it, you know. And that's why we got to constantly give him the glory, because he still provides for us. Even when we're not good to ourselves, he still loves us even when we don't love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he always keeps his promises.
Mm-hmm.
He always keeps his promises, and to him be the glory, you know. And it's a shame how we don't give him more time than we should. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you know. But, again, when I pray, I ask him to charge it to my head and not my heart. Because, you know, got to keep my heart protected, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? And that's important, because I know what I started to do is when I first sat, I was thinking about different things, you know, that I could do. And here I go, you know, with the I can do it this way. I can change it this way, you know. And that's what I did. I sat and I thought to myself what I can do, you know. And I kept trying to find different answers. But then when I sat down and I prayed and I said, God, this battle is, my battle's already determined. You already know the outcome. You already know how everything's going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Please give me, speak to me and tell me what you want me to do.
Right, what you
what,
have
what
me
can
to
I,
do.
Exactly. Use me as whatever instrument that you need to use me as to make sure that I accomplish the goals that you set for me, you know.
Yeah.
What you have decided is best for me, show me where it is. Show me what
right.
I have to do, and
right.
I'll do it. you know.
Right.
And that's
right.
when I say, you know, that you have to surrender, you know. And I'm working, you know, I'm working on that.
Right.
And
well,
we
know,
you know
we all a work in progress. You understand
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? There's
that's
no
right.
plateau
mm-hmm.
in the Christ until the day you see his face. There's
mm-hmm.
no plateau when it comes to serving Christ. So it's not
mm-hmm.
like somebody's reached it and is always there. There's still always kind of struggles or something going on. You understand?
Right.
So, you know, that's neither here nor there. And, you know, we have no power to judge the next man on
that's
that
right.
aspect. You know what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always tell people just, you know, try to bear with me because I am a work in progress. You know, I'm going to always be that work in progress. Not that
head.
I love him any less.
Get out of my head because I was just about to say a work in progress.
A work in progress. I am a work in progress. When I last New Year's when I did my testimony in recovery. That's what I ended my testimony with. Please bear with me. I am a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know. The Lord mm-hmm. is working. And the good thing about going to church and stuff, you get to fellowship with other Christians. You know, and other people like that, and you know, just share his love. That's what he wants us to do. He's all about love. So,
right.
you know, sitting home, I get church off TV too. A few ministers with John Hagee and
mm-hmm.
Creflo Dollar, Joyce Myers, which is she's my favorite. And
I love her. I love
and
her.
you know, you can get the word that way too. But
mm-hmm.
when you can go out and share that word, where there's two or three gathered in my name, there I am also. That's not to say
mm-hmm.
that when you're alone praying with him that he's not there. But
right.
it's just, you know, you can compare notes. I do this with my mom. Me and my mom compare things, stuff
mm-hmm.
that she's learned that I don't know, or something that I've learned from my church or my pastor that she doesn't know. This is what that's about, to spread that. You know, it can't – hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Now, we can't get the knowledge and just hold it for ourselves because then we selfishly use it. So.
That's right. Amen. And I definitely want to just point out, T, of course, you're welcome to call back in, and Apostle Marcus Dupree, you can call back in as well. There was some feedback going on. So if you guys would like to get back on the air, just press 1 and you guys can come back on the air and join us. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to go to a song and then after the song come back on the air and just question, what do you see yourself helping more to other people in 2014 than you did in 2013? And, of course, there's always a method to that, you know, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whether it's a complete stranger, you know, do you see yourself with the way 2013 went, you know, I'm going to say went because it's almost over, you know, would you help out others more in 2014, or do you believe that everything has kind of took different spins and different outlooks and you're still feeling, you know, some kind of way? You know, I asked one of my coworkers this question today, and she just said to me, like, you know what, I'm not really helping anybody. I'm not really doing anything because I got burnt, you know, in 2013,
wow.
you know. And I was trying to get her to understand, but just because that one person, you know, messed things up for you doesn't mean that you should say, you know what, forget about everybody else.
Right, right,
because
right.
what happens if you see someone or you hear of someone that's in need of help? So that means you're not going to help them because you
right.
still feel... you know, some kind of way, and I was
because we really don't know. We really don't know where our blessings lies. You understand
exactly.
what I'm saying? We
mm-hmm.
really don't. You don't know where mm-hmm. it lies. It can come from anybody, and I'm glad you asked that question too. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
We're gonna go to a song, and then
okay.
when we come back, we'll answer. Okay. Just
all right.
Amen.
Amen.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character, my faith in God, he favored me. It will not fall. Not going to bend. Won't compromise. I speak prosperity. And I speak health. They whispered, they conspired, they told their lies, but God favored me, my character, my integrity, everything was in question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through, and I spoke life.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you.
Everybody, one more time, everybody lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're just going to welcome back Angie to the show and T to the show as well. Is everyone still there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. And I'm just going to ask our lovely switchboard operator if he could see if Apostle Marcus Dupree would like to go back on the air. But with the question, T, you there? I know the game's about to come on, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's on now.
And that's what T doing.
And look, we playing each other's team today. I'm a Dallas fan and she's a Philly fan.
I know.
So she gonna be talking mess, boy.
I know. She already put the picture up of the Eagles. I seen it. I already know.
And we without our starting quarterback. So.
Okay. Look, well, I wish both of them luck tonight.
We're battling for pool. First place.
Yeah, we have a pool at the job, a football pool. And I said it makes me laugh every time because every time, like the first time I answered, I said, you know what, I'm not going to win. So I don't even know why I'm even doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I said, you know what, I'm just going to watch y'all. I'm going to watch y'all. This one lady did win, though. She won, like, $1,750, and then one of the guys actually won, like, $2,300.
Oh, wow.
You know, and they take it serious, you know, but I don't know.
Oh, they definitely do now.
Yeah, I don't know sports like that, but I wish both your teams the best of luck, and, look, may the best man team
may the best men win.
But we do have everyone back on the line. I think T's watching her football game, so she's focused right now. Welcome back, Apostle Marcus Dupree.
Hey, okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay. But with the question that I was asking, the last question for everyone that's just tuned in right now is, would you see yourself helping someone out in 2014 if, let's just say, you know, something went wrong in 2013 with you helping someone and it didn't work out the way you would have expected it to work out? Would you feel bitter or would you just, you know, forgive so this way you can continue you could start 2014 off on the right foot? What would you do? And that was the question. And the reason the question came up is because we were talking about it today about, you know, New Year's resolutions and you know, what we think that we should do different, you know, in our life, whether it's, you know, our job, our family, you know, or just life itself. And one of my coworkers was explaining that, you know, she tried to help out someone and it didn't work out the way she expected, and she ended up losing a lot, you know. And she was explaining that she's not going to help in 2014 because, you know, she's still feeling some kind of way over what took place, you know.
Yeah,
when I was.
She hasn't forgiven the situation yet.
No, she hasn't forgiven it, and she hasn't forgiven it because it was one of her family members. So she she hasn't started forgiving. You know,
you know,
I was talking about that. So
I was talking about that earlier.
And
you know what it is?
Hold on, Ann. So she's definitely. I believe she's definitely going to forgive. It's just right now, going into the new year, she doesn't want to. You know, but go ahead, Angie.
Yeah, you know what it is? A lot of people have this sense of entitlement where, you know, that's why in the Bible it speaks about your family being your worst enemy. They feel that they're entitled to certain things, you know, that people have or their other family members have because we're family members.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, that's not how that works.
Right.
Because not everybody can always help at times, but they do anyway, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I understand how she feels. But, again, she has to forgive that situation that way because now the actual situation is holding her back from her blessing. You know what I'm saying? If you got a giving heart, you might get burnt 20 more times. You know what I'm saying? But we do, and I want to be put in a position where I'm able to help somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It could be something as small as a ride or something, you know what I'm saying? Even as a hug, anything, you know what I'm saying? I want to be put in a position where I can be of help to somebody else, be a blessing, because the Lord has blessed me. I may not have what I want, but I have what I need, and I can't complain. So I want to, you know, spread that blessing, you know what I'm saying? Be a blessing to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's plenty of times that I've been burnt, but again, if you hold on to that one little thing, it's keeping you bound, just like that other person. And here, the person that you helped out, they've moved on. You know what I mean? And you still holding on to that you got burnt. Mm-mm. Got to release that.
That's right. Amen. Apostle Dupree?
Amen. Well, I have two schools of thought. Man, my God. Forgiveness already, you know, it's a tight subject anyhow, because when we don't forgive, a couple of things happen. First of all, you put somebody in prison and you're holding them hostage and you really want, and you think that you're holding someone else hostage, and really the person that's being hostage, so the hostage is you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, once you get, like she said, the key thing, their life is moving on. They don't know you. They don't really don't know. They may not even care if you forgive them or not. But you're still holding it against them. Your life is being blocked. You're walking in offense, unforgiveness, and now your blessings are being held up, and you wonder why. Takes me to the second point. Your body, when the Lord says to me a couple years ago, he said, emotions were never made to be held in, but meant to be expressed. And also forgiveness kind of plays a part with the emotions, because you have to express that. You have to release that, let it go. And if you don't let it go, what you end up doing, holding it in, that's why people have ulcers, all kind of stuff going on inside their body. And so you have the body start shutting down because you're causing your body to do something that's against its nature to do. You've been created to forgive.
That's right.
There's a part of you to forgive.
Amen.
But so when you choose not to walk in the order in the sense that God has created you to do it, now you're going against yourself.
Yep.
And so even far as helping people, you have to understand, when and they're helping, did they ask God, should I help them? I've learned one thing with helping people. I'm not going to lend out anything or give out anything that I can't afford to miss.
Amen.
If I can't afford to give you this $100, I'm not going. I'm not going to do it. If you know, especially if he's not leading me to do it. And that's another thing too. Did God tell them to help? You have to know who you can help, because whoever God says you can help, he's giving you grace to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what happens with them, if they fall short, okay, it won't be such a tragedy. When we try to be, we try to be a superhero and help the whole world, sometimes we put ourselves out there. And when we come short, the person don't do us right. Well, we didn't consult God, ask him, do you want me to help him? See, that's where acknowledging him in all your ways and saying he can direct your path. Even that, too, even knowing how much to help them. Sometimes we help too much to where we're enabling the person or end up putting ourselves out there to where we end up hurting. And
absolutely.
And so who's going to catch us?
That's right.
You know, and so
that's
now
right.
That comes to bitter because now you have regret.
Yep.
I regret the fact that I helped.
You're
back to where we started. So, so, you know, it's a thing, but I don't mind helping people. But at the same time, what I've learned, too, I need to really balance it out more because sometimes you can end up helping people put yourself out there too much. You end up neglecting your own.
Our pastor was just talking about that today.
Yeah, you know, it's, too, with a pastor's heart, you don't want to see nobody hurt. You don't want to see nobody going through.
But at
the same time, you have to realize something some people going through are self-inflicted. That's why you got to talk to God. Okay, God, is this a situation I need to help in? No, leave them alone. I'm still dealing with them. Sometimes we mess things up and we get involved. In short, just like a mother and his son, she wants to, every time her son gets in trouble, she's always helping. Well, you're enabling them, and then you're stopping them from going through their process.
Amen.
I don't want my
child
to suffer. Well, you're hurting them worse by helping them.
By trying to help them.
Yes.
Going to preach that thing. Listen,
you have to let that process. See, we all have a process that we have to go through. And if I keep stopping you in the midst of your process, I'm making it harder for you. And you know what happens? If you mess around and keep stopping it, it's going to eventually cause death. Because it's going to cut you short. Too far down the road.
And then you end up falling.
Then when you realize, then when you have the epiphany, oh, my God, it's too late then. It's too late.
I went through that with my son's father being on drugs. I used to get out of my bed to go out in the street to look for him, to bring him in. Like, listen, this, you don't need this. You have a support system. You understand what I'm saying? And at one point when he asked if we could be a couple again, I told him, no, we can't, but I will help you. I will still help you if you need help. But as far as us being a couple, no, I don't see fit right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, I would go out there, and when I'd find him, he would never want to come. And I was like, you know what? I went and I prayed about it. I said, Lord, I don't know what it is. The demons that he's fighting has a really strong hold on him. And, Lord, I release it to you. And I stopped going to look for him. Then he ends up getting arrested, and then he's in rehab now. So I said to him, you know what I'm saying, I thank God that you got arrested because I didn't want to get that call saying that they found you dead in some woods or something. I don't want to have to tell my son that story.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't want to have to tell my son that story. And like the minister's saying, how a lot of things are self-inflicted, and we were born with free will, and you're either going to serve God or you're going to be for God or against him. And we already know about if you backslide and how the devil comes at you twice as hard. He comes at you twice as hard because he already know he knows what God has for you anyway. He already knows, And like I tell my son's father, the devil might get you there, but he ain't gonna keep you there, and he's not gonna protect you.
That's right.
I've learned to let that go. You know, I let it go. I said, it's nothing I can do for him that he doesn't want to do for himself. I let that go, and I said I had to let the Lord handle it.
Right. Well, what we're going to do real quick is we're going to bring on another caller because they're winding down in time. You know, the show is over at 9 p.m., and there's no Crossroad Temple tonight.
Okay.
But, of course, we're praying for Brother Kirby Hunter. We're praying for him and his family. And next year, 2014, God willing, he'll be back with us. So we're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to Geeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, everybody. This is Rich Money.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, Richmond.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
All right.
All right. How you doing, Marcus Dupree?
Good.
it's so much going on, you know, and I thank the Lord, you know, everything is going well. You know, health is here and there, but I'm thankful that I'm waking up. I woke up this morning, you know, thankful that my family is still going through, you know, the good times that they have in. But, you know, you have situations with family every now and then. And God put it in that way, you know. You know, sometimes he puts you in that predicament where you have to, like, help yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ain't going to give you too much for you to handle. He ain't going to give you more than you can handle, I mean. But he's going to put you in that predicament where, you know, there's certain things you have to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And give him his glory and all in the same token.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it Thank Lavina. You know, a lovely host, a beautiful fiance, a brilliant ex-executive producer. You know, she helped me get through a lot this year. As
we had a lot of hats,
girl. Marcus Dupree, you know, with your encouraging words, you as well. You know, I thank you, Marcus Dupree. Angie, you as well with the Diva Squad. You know, and I also thank the man above, you know, first of all, because you got to thank him, because without him, none of this would be possible.
Amen.
Truly.
Amen.
You know.
Thank you.
I can't, you know, to thank everybody. You know, I'm listening. I'm listening to encouraging words as always, and I'm happy that everybody is still a part of Geeking Palace. You know.
Okay.
And as long as we work with each other, it's going to get bigger and stronger. As long as we're here for each other, and God willing, you know, we're gonna have a more blessed year than this one next year.
All right now.
Amen. But before you go, Rich Money.
I knew she was going to do that. Go ahead.
but I'm not going to give you everything. I'm just saying before you go, what is your New Year's resolution? What is something that you want to do different, you know, in 2014 than you did in 2013, or would you just stay the same and just keep moving the way that you're moving?
I'm going to keep moving the way I'm moving, but my resolution is to relax more, you know, because, you know, in this type of business, you get so routed up and, you know, you get so stressed out.
So
know?
Much stuff going on, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think that's another part of why I get so sick, you know what I mean, stressed out and everything and trying to do so much. And, you know, I think do what I got to do, but take it easy as well, you know. Just take it easy.
I hear that.
Just
right.
Pray to make it to 2015 and so on and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And my resolution is to relax more.
Sure. Go ahead, Apostle DePree.
Now, Rich, Brother Rich, I'm glad to hear you because, you know, you hear you in one way, but this is a different way. I'm glad to hear you on the line, too. But let me say this to you, my brother. Life is waiting on you. What can happen in 2014 is waiting on you.
Amen.
If you, when you drop down your guards and when you say, okay, God, have your way, I'm surrender all and jump in, I'm guarantee you life will take a sometimes in our holding back or kind of be safe or careful, you know, God's like, oh, just trust me. Come on, step out. Just come on, step on out. I'm testing the water. Just jump in there. So if you follow Jesus, getting off that boat like Peter did, bid me to come. If you ask him to bid you to come, he's going to say come. And when you step on that boat, watch God move. According to your faith. He's waiting for you to step out the boat right now. And I just want to say that. It's been burning my spirit. I'm like, oh, God, just give me a chance to say it. Just let me say it. But that's all. I'm telling you, if you step out of the boat like Peter, I guarantee you he will bid you to come forward even more. So I just wanted to say that to you. And grab hold of your bride and y'all walk into this thing together. See, there's some things, you know, I know there's some things you want to get done before y'all get to that point, but there's something God wants y'all to do together. So I'm just going to say that and I'm leaving it at that. But, you know, just go ahead and forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. Thank you for the encouraging words. Like I said, you're always coming to encourage your ways that pick me up.
Uh-huh.
I may not call in, but I do be listening. All
that's right. But
God,
you know something,
man.
Too, that's the connection is definitely great, though, because when you speak, Apostle Dupree, you speak in a manner where Rich can understand you, you know, where you don't have to come, you know, and say, you know what, I think it's this, Brother Rich, you know, where exactly what you just said to him, I'm going to wait maybe about an hour, you know, and then we're going to talk about it and see what he says. But I know he understood.
I just said he received it. He definitely did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Uh-huh. Amen.
He definitely received it.
I never want to embarrass him or put him on the spot, but it's the way we release and show forth love, even and just in relating God's heart to man. That's very important. That's why I love what I do, because my heart, my thing is, I'm relating God's heart to man. I'm the man in the middle, in the sense, you can say. So I make sure that even with wisdom, try to make sure I pass that knowledge or pass whatever he's seen in that very time. So, you know, it's a privilege and honor. I'm glad he received it. Amen.
Amen.
But
yes,
y'all can talk.
Yes, I did.
Amen.
Yes, I did.
Amen. Amen. So at this time, of course, we're at that almost 9 o'clock hour. And it's
going fast.
Yes, it is the last show of 2013. And I, of course, just want to say that it has definitely been a wonderful year, and we're truly blessed, you know, and we're happy. And I'm excited and looking forward to 2014 and all that God has in store, you know, for us. I'm excited. And I know that Rich received it because I received it and Angie received it.
Glory
to
God.
I just had to say that. So with all of that being said, I definitely want to I want to open the floor up so Apostle Dupree can give his information so that everyone can support Eagle Wings Ministry as well, Church Without Walls. I want to open the floor so he can give his information. But I also want to open the floor out and give an invitation for Apostle Dupree to close in prayer for one last time, 2013.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. With pleasure. Eagles Wings International Ministries, we are Church Without Walls once again. And our number, we have service on Sundays at 5 p.m. each Eastern Standard and Tuesday nights at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call number is 218-862-6789, and the code is 448-073. Amen. And once again, just do come and enjoy in fellowship with us. Amen. 7:15 on Tuesday nights, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard on Sunday evenings. Amen.
Amen.
Else? Amen.
And then. Sometimes on Saturdays you have something as well, right? Is that once in a while?
We have, yes, you're right. Well, Saturday mornings we have, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You're welcome to call the same line, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time as well. We just recently started that. You're welcome to join us on that time. We have something on Thursday night. We probably won't start that until February. But in the meantime, we have Saturday morning intercessory prayer, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the same number. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
So does anyone else have any announcements to make? Go ahead, Angie. I know you're waiting.
No, I really don't have any announcements right now. I don't have any announcements right now, but I would give a final thought, though, so the minister can take over.
Right.
I just just want to shout out to my GQ Palace family for 2013. It's been a great year from when I started being a host.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I appreciate Rich and Lavina for allowing me the opportunity. And in 2014, we're going to, you know, my ultimate goal is to stop being a procrastinator. And in 2014, as far as the Diva Squad, which you can catch on Wednesday night, 7 p.m.,
646-200-3838.
That was that announcement. Yeah. We're just looking, you know, to do bigger things for GQ Palace, you know,
mm-hmm.
as a family and a whole, you know. And, again, shout out to all the my fellow hosts on every other show. And, you know, and T, shout out to you. We hear you listening. We see you listening and
mm-hmm.
watching the game. It's okay.
Yeah, we see you. And we know that you have received everything that was discussed on the line
absolutely.
Tonight.
Absolutely. And I want to say have a blessed and prosperous new year to everybody.
Amen.
Thank you. Same to you. Amen. Rich, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, well, Angie said everything I was going to say. But I'm still going to say, you know, it's a pleasure working with everybody, GQ Palace family, Angie, Rachel, T, Deanne, Lavina, you as well, the mayor, Chicky Chick, KL, Tiffany, Squibby, King Ruzy. Did I miss anybody? There's so many. You know, but it's an honor working with everybody. Want to wish my GQ Palace family a safe and blessed New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Belvis, Kale and Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wish everybody a safe and blessed New Year's. And we definitely going to be doing big things for 2014. All the guests, Marcus Dupree, Catherine Holland, Ms. Parker. I can't even remember everybody. But
all
I want to thank everybody for GQ. Yeah, I'm just mentioning, you know, the guests randomly. Mm-hmm. You know, mentioning all the guests randomly. And we're definitely going to do some bigger and better things. You know, once again, Marcus Dupree, I really thank you because your words is very encouraging to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And
everybody
and
have a blessed New Year.
And the only thing, you know, that I would like to say again is we do, on behalf of GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday and GQ Palace as a whole, we just thank everyone for supporting us throughout the year of 2013. And we look forward to a more prosperous year in 2014. And I'm just going to say just watch us move and allow God to watch how God moves through us and shows us exactly what we need to do. And I wish everyone to have a blessed and prosperous new year. And, you know, some of us have to leave the negativity in 2013 and move forward in 2014 with a whole new, you know, a whole new vibe, a whole new feeling, and just a whole new instinct, I'm going to say, because it's easy for us to try and say, you know what, I had an instinct about this. No, you thought you did, but Pray. I'm going to say prayer changes things to everybody. Prayer changes things to everyone. And I'm also going to say that we do thank all of the special guests that we have had on GQ Power Spiritual Sunday for 2013. We also thank some of the hosts that are no longer hosts, and we thank them, you know, as well. And we just look forward, you know, to a wonderful year to come. And God bless everyone. And we're going to end it out in prayer with Apostle Marcus Dupree.
Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for each and every one of you for what you've done. And to the co-host, expect greater for 2014, but God wants you to also dig deeper in the hidden, get closer to Him. Watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
If you trust Him, try Him, watch and see. He's going to prove Himself strong. There's some things that need to break over your life, but He wants you to trust Him, open your heart to Him. So as you know, Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity we have to come together once again, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do and what you're doing right now, even up until the end of this year. We thank you right now for all the negativity that's happened in 2013. We cut loose, break loose, away from it in Jesus' name, that it will not cross over along into 2014. But we gain the wisdom from it. Lord God, that we shall apply it throughout the 2014 that will cause us to have a greater and even better year. Keep a wisdom. Thank you, Lord God, for understanding. Thank you for peace. Thank you for forgiveness, that we forgive and loose, let go. We, those who hurt us or wronged us, we can let them go and cross over to new year fresh and free. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your protection, keeping each and every one of us, even in our as we approach the new year. Thank you, Lord God, protecting us from even drunk drivers, any pill when there's under the flu, any kind of which way. Lord, thank you for protecting us and even our family in Jesus' name. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Angels are kept around about us at all times. Thank you for a great 2014, a greater 2014. Release your blessing upon us, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we also pray for those who are sick and shut in. Lord, lift them up. Lord, raise them up. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And God bless and Happy New Year to everybody.
Amen. Thank you.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, now you take it up. I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful.